Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 465. How are we all doing? Do let me know. Oh, there's been some stories today. Is it? It was Wednesday, isn't it? So I suppose that could be why. You know, middle of the week, we've run out of stories. Let's put some totally ludicrous stuff in there. First one was totally for Simon, which, coincidentally, first one in. And Dee is second, with Sarah third and Jonathan fourth. Yay! Hello, one and all.
Not according to me.
Well, you need to refresh, don't you? Because I have.
Jonathan's first. Oh, no, Jonathan's way down the list now.
See, it was a photo finish, but Jonathan did not come out of that well.
He got VAR'd.
Oh dear. So, hello Simon, hello Dee, hello Sarah, hello Jonathan, hello Anthony, and hello Paul. Hello Paul, long time no see. Hello Renee. Jonathan liked it a lot better before you refreshed. What a shame he didn't get a screenshot of it. That would have solved your problem, Jonathan. Anyway, let's get back to this. Now, when I say funny story of the day, this is not funny in the slightest. In fact, the only reason it caught my eye was I wouldn't even have looked at this. But for Simon. Now, Simon, I am now seeing why it was so dangerous. So take a look at that one. I think you mentioned at the time that people had died doing what you did. Well, clearly they did. Absolutely shocking. And the guy had been through this field a million times, but cows. More dangerous than you would imagine, cows. So I should be steering well away from them. Oh, work has been busy for Paul. Oh, no. No, we don't want that. Nobody wants that. Hello, Kim. Anyway, good news for me today. Oh, well, bittersweet news for me. There is a new version of ScreenFlow out. And it's got some nice features, but I'm a Camtasia girl. So whenever I find a feature that's in ScreenFlow and not Camtasia, then I'm quite sad. I've just got to hold on to the fact that there's two features in Camtasia that make the difference between getting the job done and not. And no matter how shiny the other one is, I've got to leave it alone. Obviously, I'll be buying it, but that's not the point. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. How is the full Monty getting on? Or have you changed your entire mind? No, you don't have to, do you? Because it's a VM. You can play to your heart's content. Scroll down to the bottom. There's 10 articles about people dying from cows. Good grief. Good grief. You're not wrong, are you? A runner attacked. Now, this guy had dogs, and I think the farmer kind of said, like, oh, he wouldn't have attacked a person, but they're not fond of dogs. But, you know, the dog in question was that ancient that the guy had to lift it over the fence. And, you know, there's no dog owner who would leave their dog to be trampled to death. They would think they could save the dog. But a runner's unlikely to have a dog with them. And a crofter. I mean, if you're a crofter, you would think you would know better. Oh, that is not good, is it? That is so not good. Something's just popped up here on me that I don't particularly want to see.
No.
I'll drag it back over there and get rid of it. There's a lot, isn't there? Oh, and there's one there that survived. This goes back 8 years. There needs to be some kind of change, doesn't there? I know people want to have the right to roam, but, you know, be sensible about it. We only just managed to keep Simon with us. I think if you're in the country and you're born in the country, you'll probably know, you know, what you can and can't do. But then if the cows have had calves and they're just in a bit of a mood, anything could happen. I mean, we know Simon wasn't provoking them, were you, Simon? You definitely weren't provoking the cows. That's exactly what I meant, Simon. But if there is a public right of way, that predates any farm that could be there. And I know it would be hugely expensive to put fences up, but can't you just keep the cows somewhere else? Cows were the bane of my life when I used to go out to work. We've got, or at the time we had, because they've built some kind of bypass now, I don't know what on earth goes on now. But back in the day, I would be driving south into North Cheshire. And if you didn't time it right, and you know how many farmers say, don't they? Oh, I've got to be up at 4 o'clock for milking. No, this was 8:30 and they were taking the cows to be milked across the road. So this road, we're not talking a little parochial thing. This road was like a dual carriageway, and it was the link road from the motorway to central Manchester. It was not the kind of road it would be a good idea to just say, right, OK, boys, stop where you are while I just get the cows across the road. And if it was just going across the road, it might take like 5 minutes. But it wasn't. It was going from one side, a field on one side of the road, to a field on the other side. But they weren't opposite each other. So they got all the cows out onto the road, and then they ambled for about a mile while they then went into the other one. And you could be there for 25 minutes. And then they wonder why people get annoyed. You know, and it, okay, he's got the right to take his cows across the road, but then don't tell me that you're up at 4 o'clock for milking, because you're clearly not. If you were, I'd have been in bed.
I used to get stuck like that in Macclesfield.
It is ridiculous, isn't it? It's too rural.
Took the cows across the road.
You know, I mean, this road is that big. Build him a bridge or build him a tunnel, one or the other. You know, but don't have him closing the main road between Manchester and the rest of the world because he needs to take the cows for milking. But that's what happened. I mean, can you imagine if one had just got rampant on the main road? He'd never have caught it.
Mm.
So it is actually quite dangerous. I'm with Simon. Don't mix the two. Don't mix the two. So Paul has got the full Monty running in a VM, but that's all. Try playing with the maps and it locked up. Not sure if it's a combo issue of parallels running unsupported OS or an OS issue. Oh, could be either, couldn't it? It's at that stage. It's very, very early. Very early. You can't take a cow into Sainsbury's. You can't take a dog into Sainsbury's either. But I've got a sneaking suspicion the cow would cause more problems. Right. Public before farmers every time. Oh, Simon. That's controversial in certain areas, isn't it? I just think they can't have it both ways. You know, they're telling you how difficult it is to survive as a farmer and the hours that they have to work. And then, like, clearly, well, what time did he get out of bed? Because the cows want milking at like 8:45. 8:30 to 9:15. No, 4 o'clock's fine. I think it was a case of, like, I mean, I think he loved the drivers getting cranky with him. You know, I would just sit there and wait. If I'm late, I'm late, you know, whatever. But people who were trying to get to work for 9, I didn't need to be there till about 25 past. I'm not surprised they're cranky, let's put it like that. 8:30 to milk cows. They must have a huge herd. Your grandfather was up before sunrise to milk the cows. That's exactly what I thought, Kim. And these cows he was taking across the road, there weren't sort of 5 or 6 of them either. I would say there was probably about 50 to 60. It was, if you got caught behind it, you know, if you could see the cows coming out, you're like, oh no, and put my foot down to try and beat the cows. Because you'd be there for a long, long time. And I couldn't understand why he was let get away with it. And I think half of it was just because he could. I mean, if I decided to just walk a herd of cows up the street, I'd probably be arrested. And like I say, this was a huge dual carriageway. They've redone it now and rerouted it. But I don't know which bit. It's really disorientating when you get there and you're like, OK, so I veered off and then I veered back on. So this is the road that we used to be on. And it's not. It's not. So I think I'll have to have an aerial view and have a look at it. One of the things that came out, they opened this new motorway thing. And it was really complicated, wasn't it, Mike?
Mm.
All the roundabouts and stuff. And even now, Mike's like, do we come off here? So it was really complicated. They opened it and there were 2 issues. One, there were no signs. It didn't even say, like, you know, this way's north and this way's south. Just no signs. It wasn't on the maps. It wasn't on your sat-nav because it was too new. So, you know, don't open it till you've got the signs. And you've updated the sat-nav. But no, they opened it anyway. And the other thing was, they were still putting up battening. And I thought, what are they putting up battening for? Bats. So I remember this coming on the TV. I remember my mother's face. She was like, pardon? You had to slow down to 20 miles an hour on the motorway because bats were a protected species. and they were flying across and getting hit. And I'm like, really? Is this like, is it April Fool's Day? No, it wasn't. So what they did was they put on the hillside that's like next to the dual carriageway, they put fences on. So what happens is the bats can sense the fences because the fences aren't moving, the traffic is. And they go higher than the fences. So they then scoot over the top of the traffic. It was utter chaos for about 6 months. Because one, there was always a traffic jam. And didn't that far end of that, the one near the Lim roundabout, at the other end of it, it met the bypass at the airport. And if you remember, the bypass at the airport, if we get two drops of rain, it floods.
Yeah.
So you had that, people working around that issue, and then getting back onto the motorway in a rush to catch up, and then they had to slow down to 20 miles an hour for bats. And the be careful, mind the bats, 20 miles an hour was the first sign they put up. Honestly, drivers were going absolutely spare. You don't have to be crazy to live in the UK, but it really does help. Oh, Renee thought it was his second job, and it's not. Tomorrow. I actually made a mistake today as well, Renee. I'm wishing my life away here. I said to Mike, I've got a 5 o'clock, or was it 4 o'clock? I've got a 4 o'clock. So Mike said, I'll take the dog out. Anyway, so getting ready to take the dog out. And I said, why haven't I had a reminder for this 4 o'clock? It's 4 o'clock tomorrow. So same as you, Renee. Clearly there's something about this Wednesday the 23rd that it's not actually happening for either of us. Farming is just a job way too overprotected. I think he's got that way, hasn't it, Simon? It's a bit like, you know, snowflakes and the wokes will have their say on whatever. And you've got to appreciate their opinion and not contradict them in any way whatsoever. Because it upsets the little dears. It's a bit like that. But I think there are other things that could be done in that particular situation. And they just choose not to. So if they choose not to, but this looks like, I know, if it's over 10 years, say it's 10 people in 10 years, but it's 10 people that didn't have to die, you know, just because you want to put your cows in that field. Well, move the footpath or something, or move the cows, one or the other. Right. I'm loving that, Kim. It's one of the side effects, loss of memory. Oh, it's Bill Gates, you see, now he's controlling your mind. Oh, Dee, we talked about roundabouts, oh gosh, months and months ago. And we shared some pictures of Spaghetti Junction in the UK and some classic roundabouts here. And there isn't that many in the States. And Kim was like, horrified. How on earth do you know where to go? Well, that's why there's so many accidents. People haven't got a clue where to go. Ducks and geese have right of way there. There's something about swans here, isn't it? Is it treason or something if you hurt a swan?
I have no idea.
There's a real weird thing with swans. I think it's because, isn't it some ancient right that the monarch owns all the swans? It's something like that. Oh, Dee says when she's in Canada, don't think she saw a single roundabout. It may just have been where you are. If you would like to see roundabouts, you need to see Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes is a classic.
All swans are supposed to belong to the Queen.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? The things that you're filling down. Right, let's have a look. Let's see if I can find it. Need to zoom in a bit. Do you know, there's not... Oh, actually, there is. There is. I'll give you a link here. This is just an overview of Milton Keynes. I had the misfortune to visit there once. If you look, every junction is a roundabout. Literally every junction. So from the left-hand side of the screen near Grange Farm, if you look, everywhere there's a T-junction, it's not a T-junction, it's a roundabout. It could possibly have been something to do with the fact that it would be, that this was when they built it, it would be more eco-friendly to not have traffic lights. But the roundabouts are a living nightmare. They all look exactly the same. And near the bit in the middle that says Bleak Hall is the National Bowl, which is Milton Keynes Bowl. That's where I saw you too. So I went all round these roundabouts. I was dizzy by the time I finished. And on the way back, I had to find my way back to the M1, which is kind of to the right of it. And it was like, you know, do you want to go here or here or here or here? Everyone had four options, but none of them actually said the M1. I don't know how I got back. I don't know how I got to the bowl, and I don't know how I got back. But somehow I did. But if you look, every single junction is a roundabout. It is a nightmare of a place to visit. An absolute nightmare. Right, let me catch up with that. I need to move that over there, because I've got the Q&A from that in the way. There we go. Oh, no, I've got all of that, so I need to get rid of that as well. Excellent. Right. Kim loves bats, they eat the insects. I don't have an opinion on bats, as long as they're not slowing me down to 20 miles an hour on the motorway or living in the Belfry. I don't mind, as long as they're not anywhere near Matt Bites headquarters. In Renee's village, no traffic lights at all. That'd be amazing. No, here it's just traffic lights city.
We had a bat in the office at work once.
That's my one fear about leaving
during the day
open.
It was just flying around.
Maybe it had escaped from the testing lab.
Yeah.
You never know. Farmers had the opposite reaction in the UK. Thought people always hated them because they're in the way with tractors. They do get in the way with tractors, and because they've got a right, you know, people go mad. People do go mad. But talking about the no traffic lights, do you remember when I sent a photo of the top of the main road near us? And Kim looked at it and said, I've got no idea where I would be in that. And it was the one that had four lanes, and they were staggered because buses can't get round the corner because it's too tight. So when the road was built, there wasn't these like juggernauts. But now you've got buses trying to get round, coaches trying to get round, and like delivery trucks. So they had to stagger it. And people are too stupid to realise that, you know, stay behind the line, even though behind the line to you looks like way back. And oh, I could pull up to the light. Don't do that. Because the truck will then stop and can't get round the corner until you've moved, and you can't move because the stuff behind the truck can't move, and that's how gridlock happens. Yesterday wasn't a good day, was it, Mike? Was there 9 ambulances?
Oh, there was.
Oh, it was horrific. It was just da-da-da-da all day. And it's hot, so we've got the window open. So even worse. Oh, Kim loves the farmers. They make the food they can eat. Farmers are not subsidised as ours are. Ours were subsidised by the EU when we're in the EU. What's going on now, I've got no idea, but they do like their subsidies. But there again, economically, it's a bit tricky because supermarkets now have such bulk buying power that they're driving the cost down, which, while that might drive the cost down to people who are buying it, it's not a living wage for the farmers. So it's a sore point, one of many. Dee heard the word forest originally meant wooded area that's for royal hunting only in the UK. I have no idea on that. Sarah had to go around the roundabout with many little ones, pulled over before to prepare. It was a horrible nightmare. Milton Keynes is the worst place I've ever seen, because it's not just how many roundabouts there are. It's the fact that every one looks identical. They built it with hedges along the roads between the roundabouts. So every one looks identical. You could be going around there for days and think that you're moving on, because they all look absolutely identical. It's a horrible place. The other thing was that they had signs, and the signs had symbols on. They didn't have names, they had a selection of symbols at the bottom. So you'd see a sign and it would be a roundabout, so you could go left, right or straight ahead. And underneath, instead of saying, like, you know, town 1, town 2, town 3, there was these symbols underneath. And the symbols were like a brown triangle and a red circle and a blue square. And I had no idea what they meant. I even had, because I'd literally only just passed my driving test, I actually had, what do they call it? Green Cross Code thing. The book that you have, the highway code, in my glove compartment. So I pulled over and took it out and looked for these symbols, and they didn't exist. So they're not standard symbols, they're local symbols. But can I just point out that a local wouldn't need the symbols because they know where stuff is. Me, on the other hand, I've no idea where I'm going. I'm trying to read the signs, And now I need an interpreter to tell me what the symbols mean. Why don't you just put names on it? It was ridiculous. I remember on the way back, it was just like, it was that dark because they've got this kind of blackout thing going on all the time. I thought, just head for the lights and hope that that's the M1. And it was. And then when I got to the M1, I thought, right, now I need to get on the M1 heading in the right direction, either north or south. And I thought, that's going to depend on where I actually am. And I had no idea. So I thought, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, okay, we'll go that way. And as it happens, it was the right side of the road to get to the hotel that I was on. But if it wasn't, I would have had to have then gone up the M1 and then come to a roundabout and then turn around and gone back the other way. It was a nightmare. I've never been back. Let's put it like that. The only place we went anywhere near there, and it is near Milton Keynes, isn't it, is Bletchley Park. I think I'd just seen a sign for it. There's Bletchley Park. But you can skirt that, and we did. I said to Mike, do not come off the M1 early. We'll stay on it till the last junction and then just, you know, cut round Milton Keynes. The place I went was a place called Stony Stratford. We do have weird names,
I've heard
don't
of
we?
That.
Stony Stratford on the A5. Yeah. So with the A5, you can skirt Milton Keynes. Just don't go off one of the dual carriageways around Milton Keynes, you'll be fine. But if you do, then you are so knackered. Right. Dee says, when they go out at twilight, the back of the garden and see silhouettes of flying creatures. They're tiny, swift with sharp wings. You think they might be bats, but no. Chose to believe they're birds. No bats, not in 1985. No, we never had bats in 85. What we did have in 85 was when I used to go driving, because that was the year I passed my test. You would need to take like a bottle of water that's got some kind of washing up liquid in it and a sponge and a towel to clean the windscreen. And now you don't. There's never any dead flies on it. Where did they go? I don't think I've had to wash my windscreen in ages. I mean, I do for like dust on it and maybe like dirt coming off the road, but not for dead flies. And yet I used to for dead flies all the time. So the dead flies have disappeared. CQ Dub. Oh, it sounds like the ski areas. Black diamonds, blue squares and green circles. But again, I wouldn't have a clue what that meant. And yet, I'm sure somebody who skis or is local to the area would totally know. It's just bizarre. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? Now, what else did I have today that I saw that was like, whoa? Oh, this one was specially for Kim. I'm expecting horror. Give me your instant reaction to this one. It's the second paragraph, that the title of which is What Information Will Be Shared? Now, I know you're thinking already that's not happening.
I know this.
Yeah, you're quite right.
I know this because I read it too.
Yeah, I'm already clicking on the link for the thing to opt out, but seeing as though they can't find my records to start with, never mind. It's all about medical records. They're going online, which, to be honest, we already had an opt out, so I think some of this information is already on there. There won't be any of mine, because it's the last 10 years. Information going back over the last 10 years will be transferred to the database, so mine will be blank, but that's not the point. When I read about what information would be shared, I thought, that is horrific. If it were kept totally private, fine, but when you keep going down, why does the NHS want to do this and what safeguards are in place? And it was something to do here. Where is it? It will never be used for marketing or insurance purposes, promoting or selling products or services, market research or advertising. But private companies have access to this information. So when I went back up to what information will be shared, and it says, information on patients' physical, mental and sexual health, including details of diagnoses, symptoms, test results, medication and immunisations. It will also include data on sex, ethnicity and sexual orientation. And I read that one and I thought, it will include data on sex. Now, let's just put a full stop there. What do you mean? What gender somebody is? Or
no, because you just said gender.
What are they doing in the bedroom? No, I didn't, Mike.
No, he didn't. He said gender, and that's a different thing, isn't it? No, he said sexual orientation.
Sexual orientation and gender, yeah, or how you identify, is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So if you just put a full stop after sex, what exactly does sex mean?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
I would have no desire to discuss that with my GP. You must be joking. No, that never happened. And why your ethnicity? Oh, this is going to really kick it off. Oh, Kim, can I copy that and send it to the government? Charities and private companies will have access. You all need to stop this crap. Oh, yes. Quote of the day. Totally agree, Paul. There can never be enough safeguards with this. I mean, I'll give you an example, and this actually happened, and I was, you know, on behalf of the people involved, this was totally horrific as far as I was concerned. It was people who were going to a sexual health clinic. Now, that might have had a different name at some point, but that let's just, you know what I mean if I say that. Anyway, an email got sent out. Now, the sexual health clinic would cover a multitude of things, but an email got sent out, and the email was being sent out to people, and I don't know what the sublist was, but it was a category of this list with AIDS results in it. Now, some people hadn't gone in for an AIDS test, but this thing went out, and guess what people did? Oh, well, the idiot that sent it didn't use BCC. Sent it wide open with the email addresses of everybody involved. I think there's about 180 people. The proverbial hit the fan, and quite rightly. You can't unsend an email. And everybody who got it obviously had everybody else's email. It couldn't be recalled. You cannot unring that bell. You know, they got an apology. So what? So no, I don't trust them either. Absolutely do not trust them with that. Let me get back up here. Maybe there's a coating on the windscreen that stops the dead flies. I hadn't thought of that, but they're my cars that old. I would imagine, you know. Where are you heading, Tracy? Let us know. Great timing to drop this on the country, right next to the UK, just had its health system hacked. Sarah was sent this. You opted out. I will opt out. I will opt out irrespective of whether I need to opt out or not, because I've already opted out once. But I'm guessing, you know, you need to opt out a million times. So I will opt out from it. It really isn't on. Another thing we do in the UK that is utterly ridiculous is we have what's called an electoral register, electoral roll. And if you think of it as like a phone book, but without the phone numbers, it's everybody's name and address, and it indicates if the person is coming up to 18 or over 65. And it's open to the public. And when you say the public, being open to the public's one thing, but the local councils sell this register to marketers. I mean, I was absolutely horrified. It kicked off to such a degree that you can then opt out of it. So they do give you an option to opt out of the public register. I wish you could read the option. I've got a degree from London. I have a degree, a postgrad from Oxford, and another postgrad in law after that. And I still had to read this thing about 27 times. And, you know, my mother stood there tapping her foot. And I said, I just don't want to make a mistake. Just a minute. I thought, she's worse than the worst judge, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. I said, I just don't want to make a mistake. I want to make absolutely clear what we're doing. It's like in a triple negative to try and just confuse you. But luckily, once we'd done it, we didn't have to do it again. So we opted out of that. We opted out the phone book. But, you know, they still get you every now and then. I had two phone calls. I think it was last Friday. My mate said, well, didn't you ring them back to see who they were? I don't care who they were. If the number of that person... So if it comes up as a number and not a name, then I don't want to talk to you. I don't care who you are. You have to leave a message. And I may deign to listen to it. You know, but if I've got the numbers in there of people that I would want to speak to, people that I know. So if it's a number that I don't know, but where did they get my number? This is going to be a nightmare. Something's going to happen with this. And it's going to kick off big style. It'll either be some marketing. But if that stuff leaked, your sexual orientation is totally private. Why do they need to know? And I know you could say, yes, well, there's health implications. Yeah, but those are private as well. I hate stuff like that. I'm in with Paul and Kim. You can never be too careful with the government. D, it's 1985. You do not know about things, dysfunctional things like that. We didn't have that in 1985. Can you just imagine, though? Renee agrees with me, not a thing in 1985. No, it wasn't. It's too prone, unless you can guarantee that nothing ever leaks. But, you know, people are involved. Researchers at universities, charities or private companies, all right, they'll be able to access the data. It only takes one of them to, like, you know, send it on to a friend. And you're done. Nothing you can do. I'm also thinking, and if it's only in the last 10 years, luckily this won't apply. But when I was in the Burns unit, I was only 10. Now, maybe it doesn't imply there either. What protection have we got for under 18s? I didn't read anything about that. Did not see that. But in the Burns unit, and it was a child's Burns unit, so 10 was the cutoff for being in there, and I was 10. They would come around and take photos of the burns, irrespective of where they were. Never mind how sensitive that might be. They would just come round and take photos, like every week. You wouldn't particularly want those in there either. But maybe they would be in there. Leave it alone, is what I say. Leave it alone. I blame Apple for this, you know, because they're into this let's all share our health data, which is fine if it's anonymised and, it's your choice and it's for a very narrow research thing and you choose to do it, but not just generally let's give them everything and worry about it later. Totally, Kim. What I choose to discuss with my GP is not anyone else's business. Exactly. I find it offensive enough when the receptionist wants to know, without broadcasting it to anybody who could hack in. There's Anthony, just like me. Think I've already opted out, but I'll do it again just to be sure. The thing is, if you opt out and they ignore it and they opt you in, when you read on with this, you can opt out later, but the last 10 years data will still be there and they're not going to take it away. Now, that is just not on. And I know what they're thinking. They're thinking that, you know, if they make it difficult and you can't get the last 10 years back anyway, people will leave it. But I think Apple have made this privacy thing such an issue, a hot topic. I think many, many, many people will opt out. D, my GP's an idiot. Oh, I've had many of those. The first one I had was fabulous. And the one I've got now is not bad. Apart from the fact she seems to think I'm dead. But apart from that, that might work well for both of us. I don't get bothered over things. Remember that phrase we have? Don't bother the dog. So we turned it into dog bothering. Don't dog bother. So yeah, as long as she doesn't dog bother me. Exactly, Sarah. It's ridiculous, isn't it? You don't think it works. You've said you don't want the info shared. Same as a telephone number, and some people still get the info. Renee's got a funny GP. Whatever you've got, he had it too. Renee, you only need to start worrying if you send Mrs. Renee in and he says the same. Then you do have a problem. He wants Tommy's finger itches when he needs to pee.
TMI. TMI.
Is this when he's writing a prescription out? I didn't know where we were going with that one, but that was possibly one of the least offensive things he could be doing. Oh, D. When she goes to a GP site, it's mostly pictures of him at concerts and a couple of music files. What? Oh, do GPs need websites, do you think? I mean, it's not like an optional service, is it, if you're in pain? Oh. Should visit your Renee's GP. Nice couple. Oh. Cut to Russian hackers licking their lips. Exactly, Dee. This is going to get out. It's going to be a disaster. Oh, now Kim loves her GP. Offered to take Kiva if you needed help after you had surgery to take out thyroid. Luckily for you, easy surgery, you didn't need help. I think it's nice if there's like a symbiotic relationship there. But I must admit, I said Mike's family were friends with their GP. And I could never get over that. I'm like, I cannot sit and have dinner. You know, it's just, no.
And dentist.
Dentist I probably could, but only with Craig. I wouldn't say dentist in general. Obviously, Kim would be fine and Craig would be fine. But there are still dentists that I'm like, no, not on pain of death. No, that you are. The two I had, one the implantologist and the dentist, were both great. But just as a matter of principle. But I think a doctor's more. No, I mean, can you imagine if conversation turns? No. No, I just couldn't. No, that's never, ever, ever going to happen. But I just found it fascinating. I mean, were you not... Did this carry on past you being like 13 or 14? Oh, he's thinking now.
I can't remember.
I just think...
Well, yeah.
There might be private things that you want to discuss with the GP.
Yeah, but...
That you don't want him discussing at the dinner table.
Well, you wouldn't discuss it at the dinner table.
Well, you never know. Things might slip out, as it were. There's a carry-on gag. No, that's not happening. No, definitely not.
Title for the show, Things Might Slip Out.
Yes, things might just slip out. No, it's a kind of... It's a different dynamic entirely. Plus the fact, the first one that I had, he died... Mind you, he was about 900 when he was my GP. I'm hoping most of the ones since then, apart from the last one, are dead. Save me doing the job. They were absolutely useless. Absolutely useless. So when anybody says, like, oh, you need a GP, what for? If I'm ill, I need a hospital, not a GP. You know, like I've got appendicitis, that the GP would probably be like, no idea what that is. Here, take a pill. I actually had a doctor that said that to my mum. She went in and... there were serious symptoms. And he said, take two paracetamol, you're marred. She had a stroke about a week later. So, no, she wasn't being marred. And I don't think taking two paracetamol would have done her any good either. Absolute idiot. Right, let's carry on up here. What's going on with that one? It's the best degree to have. Totally agree. Does she do international video calls asking for a friend? Oh, so Paul says what needs to be able to do is to have the doctors be able to get your records. You hate having to repeat yourself at every new doctor. You're sure you leave stuff out if it happened a while ago. There is that aspect to it, but, you know, if you choose to opt in over here, fine. But I think you're opting in on the basis that there's never an accident. And trust me, there'll be an accident. We have had more than one... In the UK, we have different health authorities and they kind of map to our counties, which might be equivalent to your states or maybe more local areas. So Greater Manchester would have a health authority and Cheshire would have a health authority. Greater London probably have more than one health authority. But the health authorities are responsible for their budget and what they do with it. And they've put in... computer systems, and more than one of them have been ransomware attacked. So if the ransomware attack can get in, then surely the health data can get out. I'm not comfortable with it anyway. Not comfortable at all. You're sticky with your hippie doc. You can't do video calls outside the state. I mean, have they heard we're a global planet now? This is like the going back to work malarkey, that. So if you live on the wrong side of the road, you can't even get a video call. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Loving that, Dee. The good thing about Dee's GP's website is it enforces the 1985 vision because you're fairly sure that's when it was made. Oh dear.
Best viewed in Internet Explorer at 800 by 600.
Or Netscape Navigator.
Netscape Navigator.
Do you remember that one? Wasn't it Paul that found that site or was it Simon? Do you remember the one that it had like disembodied heads flying across the top? I think it was Simon.
With the road digger sign for under construction.
Yes, that's the one. I remember that. Oh, enjoy your swimming, Sarah. Enjoy, enjoy. Deborah's been recorded during several surgeries for student doctors. It was with your permission. My mum did that at the very end, probably about 10 days before she died. We got her in hospital, and it's a teaching hospital. And the doctor was coming to see her, and there was like, you know, 14 medical students. And they actually asked her, and she said, yes, it's okay. And I nearly fell over. That's not my mother. But they did. And one of the student doctors examined her, but only one. And she was okay with that, which there was one at my GP's years and years ago. Years ago. And it was, there was two actually. One was a student, but this student looked about 12, you know, as they do. And the other one was a junior doctor. And she said, you know, he's here training, blah, blah, blah. Well, and she said, you know, is it all right if he stays? Well, I looked at her and I looked at him. And mentally, I'm screaming, no, of course it isn't. But I thought, well, I'll say yes. Because the thing was, she looked at me and I looked at her and she knew. And I said, he can stay, but he better not move. Do not come near me. And she said, oh, I totally understand that. She said, I'm going nowhere either. I'd just gone in and was like, I want forticeptrin. And you're like, right, okay then. And he just looked at her like, what, you're not going to touch it? No, 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 I'm not going to do that. Because it never ends well, does it? Don't get anywhere near me. Oh. Right. Paul wouldn't opt himself in. No, I wouldn't opt into anything like this. You're overworked, Paul. You need a break. You need a break. That's the one, Simon, the glaucoma website. I knew there was something with it that made it even funnier. That if you didn't have an eye problem before, you would have after. Oh, that was bad. That was really bad. Oh. We're getting confused between up and down now. I'm saying nothing on that. Oh. Yes, that was our police squad yet again. I think it was police at this point.
It was.
It's been like that all day. I don't know what's going on, but I wish they'd stop it. There was an ambulance the other day, and you made a good point with it, didn't you? It screamed past Blues and Twos blaring away, and then no more than about, what, a minute later, screeched past the other way. They didn't possibly have time to pick somebody up. So Mike said, oh, they probably took a wrong turn. How can you take a wrong turn with sat-nav? It's an ambulance. It should be fairly accurate. I mean, I don't think I even have to give them the address here. She said, are you ringing from a house phone? I said, yes. And then she said, right, so you're at blah, blah, blah. I said, yes. And that was it. Oh, here we go again. Shall we see which one this is? That's police van.
That's the second one.
That's the second one. They come in threes, so hang on. There'll be another one in a minute. Do you know, I've actually thought about moving, Mike.
This is what I read yesterday. A leading firefighter took almost an hour to complete a blue light run from his home in Wigan to Manchester on the night of the arena bomb. He tried to avoid a series of roadworks and got lost as his sat-nav took him on a detour through winding country lanes near Knutsford in Cheshire.
Can I just point out, did you say Wigan?
Yeah.
As in Wigan College?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went there once, never again. It was just like, do you remember me talking about Finchley with the underground trains? Next train, 12 minutes. Next train, 10 minutes. Next train, 8 minutes. Next train, 15 minutes. Like, what the hell? Is it going backwards? We went up to Wigan College. Never been there before. We'll never venture near Wigan again. We were following the map and it says Wigan, 15 miles. I thought, oh, God, that's a long way. You know, all these windy roads. Right, next one. Wigan, 12 miles. Next one, Wigan, 8 miles. I thought, oh, well, we're getting on the right path here. And then the next one said, Wigan, 16 miles. And I said to Mike, something's gone wrong. Because it was a straight road. There's no way that could have happened, but it did. So, yeah, so I'm not surprised if somebody took an hour. An hour's not bad from Wigan.
Normally it takes 35 minutes.
I never.
And he did have his Blues and Twos on.
Well, if he did have his blues and twos on, people would get out of the way. I remember that night, and it was quite late, wasn't it? So it wasn't as though there would have been people dashing out to see the thing. It was, oh, there's been a bit of an incident at the arena, nothing to worry about. So we went to bed. Only I was up late, and I thought, this bit of an incident at the arena, you know, you thought somebody tripped over a handbag was what they implied. And then you realise you've got 20-odd people dead, and it was actually a bomb. And none of the emergency services were allowed near the place, despite the fact they could see people lying on the floor in need of help. And the police wouldn't let them near because they didn't know anything about the status of the bomb. At which point, people who were just, they weren't emergency first responders, were starting ripping off hoardings, advertising hoardings, off the walls to carry people on. Do you remember they ripped off there's like, they're not really gates, it's like a fence, and they all like hook together, but they're really heavy metal things. And they were unhooking those, so that, and then turning them on the side, so it's like a stretcher, and that's how people were coming out. And the people carrying them out were people who were in there. The emergency services were stood outside. No wonder we've got an inquiry on this at the moment, which we actually do have. Oh, dear. Right, let me catch up over here. We're still waiting for the third one. Oh, no, Anthony's got a good GP surgery, if you can get through to them. Do they have one of those weirdy numbers that cost you a fortune? Our GP didn't bother with that. Well, that wouldn't have been good either. The murder board is growing. Oh, you're not kidding. Maybe they got diverted to a more urgent call. I guess they could have done. But, you know, usually if they've got the blues and twos on, it's pretty much an emergency to start with. I mean, when I called for Dad for the last time, we got like a pre-responder on a bike. And then somebody turned up in a car. When I say a bike, I don't mean a push bike, you know, a motorbike. So he was in. And then these two arrived in the car. And the ambulance was still pretty quick, but they were third. So I would have thought that if they were on their way, but you never know. You never know. Renee watches UK police chases regularly. You can't believe how many people drive uninsured on the UK roads. Oh, that's a thing, Renee. Yeah. Every time you go out, it's so much worse than it was the time before. People getting impatient, screaming at people. There was once I was in a car park and I was trying to get out. And this person was trying to park. And he leant out of the window and he shouted the most offensive thing at this lady who had like a trolley full of shopping. And she had right of way. She was already crossing in front of him. And she was a black lady. And that formed part of what he screamed at her. I was offended, never mind her. And then he just like drove off, virtually running her over. Like, I think the wing mirror probably clipped her. And she just stood there shaking her head. And I thought, there really is nothing you can say to that, is there? People are idiots. They shouldn't be driving. So Anthony says, last time I was in hospital in Leeds, doctor was talking to another patient and they must have asked how long it would take. And she responded, well, it's like driving to Manchester. Sometimes it takes 40 minutes and other times it takes 2 hours. When we went in, what I find like funny in a way, but not good in another way, is they've gamified it in the UK. They have gamified it. You turn up at A&E and there's like a sports sign there. One of these rotating light signs giving you messages like you'd have at a train station. And it says like, you know, the current wait is 5 hours, 45 minutes. It's like, you know, you got the stamina for that. And I remember you did not have the stamina to wait, did you? Because you're in pain. And you can see them coming out and they're not doing anything, but they're just making people wait. And then people outside are just screaming blue murder because they're in pain. Oh, it's a normal number, but you can wait for ages. We don't have to ring for an appointment, or at least that's what I remember. But that was a long, long time ago. Oh dear, I do remember that one. The German guy who went to meet someone on the internet so they could, he would let him eat him. I know. Oh, there's people. What can I say? 1985. That didn't happen. No. We all ate McDonald's then and stuff, didn't we? Oh dear. There was a storyline on the IT Crowd, says Anthony, along the lines of the one character wanted to see a particular film, so agreed that this guy could eat him as long as he could watch this film first. Capable ended up getting arrested for video piracy. Oh, good grief. Oh, D. It is on YouTube, that, in one of the true crime things, if not more than one of the true crime things. And yes, they did both have a bit of a meal, didn't they? No, no, leave it alone. If you are of a sensitive disposition, leave it alone.
That's everyone except Simon.
Simon's got a point there. Did see about the policeman. Tasering a black footballer for 3 minutes, kicking him in the head twice so hard he had lace prints on his forehead, was just found guilty of manslaughter. Should have been murdered without question. The problem with that is, because I thought exactly the same, you can get away with it. It's all to do with intent. And so you need to know the definition of murder and the definition of manslaughter. And it's with malice aforethought. And so murder is the unlawful killing of another under the Queen's Peace with malice aforethought. And death taking place within a year and a day, but they did get rid of that one, which was good. So what they'd say is there was no intent to actually kill him. And that's why so many people get away with manslaughter. When I look at the things that are like, oh, and it was manslaughter, and you think, no, no, it wasn't. No, definitely not. But that's how they get away with it. Oh. Oh, what's this one here? Let's have a look. I can do me translate now, can't I? Yay, I can do me translate. Oh, it's not translating one word. Can we do this in Britain? Can we get them in Britain now? Let's have a look. I do believe we can. That does actually look kind of cool. What do they taste like? It's like shooting him in the head, pretending you didn't mean to kill him. Well, I think, you know, honestly, if he had shot him in the head, then you'd get him for murder. But if the intent with what he did was to restrain him, disarm him, he'll get away with it, which he did. It's not right.
Is that a hot dog? Is that a hot dog?
It's sort of, isn't it?
If it's a hot dog or a chocolate eclair.
No, I don't think it's a chocolate eclair, Mike. Not with tomato sauce on it, but, you know, each to their own. It could be that you don't quite like tomato sauce on it. we had something special for food today that we'll share, won't we?
Yeah.
Indeed. It was rather nice, let's just say that. The sauce looks like a cherry thing. Oh, I thought that was tomato sauce. Is the other like horseradish or mayonnaise or something? The bits look like onion. Is that the sausage or is that like a bread roll? It's not good if you have to ask questions about what you're about to eat, is it? Like, what is it? Probably want to leave it alone. It's a spicy pork snack. Mayonnaise, curry and onions. Ah, now you say curry. No, not curry. No, I would have to leave that, I'm afraid. I'd have to leave the curry out of it. That's why I'm always very careful with mayonnaise, that it's not actually horseradish, which is somewhat on... I don't know how anybody could eat horseradish, do you?
No.
It's so tangy.
Night, Paul.
Yeah. Night, Paul. Good luck with Full Monty. Enjoy. So, is it unbelievably... Unbelievable. Ah, I can swap it for ketchup. In that case, I might be tempted then, Renee. How is it the eve of Two Show Friday tomorrow? No, I don't know either.
No.
Mind you, I seem to have lost a day this week. And I lost a day last week as well. But I'll find it in the end. I'll find it. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this thought. You know I'm not keen on TV programmes of any description. But I did think better of Netflix. Because, you know, you need to pay for it for a start. So if you're paying for it, surely they've got to put something on that's, you know, at least bearable. Which was then when I stumbled across this beauty. Which is Netflix Sexy Beasts. Puts hot people in furry prosthetics for blind dates. I wondered about that as well. Anyway, unbelievably, it's an adaptation of a BBC Three series from back in 2014. Now, I think you might remember I mentioned that BBC Three the other day. And I said it's for the youth audience. Yeah, not joking. There's the link for the show on the BBC. It looks like some weird sci-fi show. Do we think that's a good idea or not? It just seems idiotic to me. But that's only me. So the idea is that you're not judging people on their looks. You're going to get some weird looks when you go out to a restaurant dressed up like that, though, aren't you? It looks like it only ran for one series. I wonder why. But when you look at the titles underneath, you know, a bee and a sea god go clubbing. You're like waiting for the punchline. See the fear in his eyes, you dirty rat. Yes, exactly. Dee, you're quite right. When I look back at the things that I think are absolutely fantastic and so well done, and you look at this and you just think, that's why I said the youth channel. But if this is what the youth of today are watching.
The youth.
The youth.
The youth.
With two Fs. Yeah, youth with two Fs. I fear for the future. One day these people will be running the country and you think we've got it bad as it is now. Can you just imagine? Oh, and if you've not seen the email for today, do check it out. Apple have opened a new Apple store. Look like Blackpool to me. So do check that out. Oh, anyway, I need to head off for my 8 o'clock. So I will say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.